From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. The Wireless Institute AGM weekend seems to have sparked discussions around the country, and mention has been made in overseas amateur radio news services of some of the outcomes. It's interesting in the light of this to think how easily people can break the law. We live with fancy devices, our smartphones, and they make handy recording devices for note-taking or providing a record of proceedings. From what I've learned in New South Wales, and no doubt other jurisdictions, laws that are about 50 years old and devised to prevent unauthorised breaches of privacy are still current and enforceable. It would appear legal to film proceedings, but not capture audio. There was a time when private inquiry agents adopted methods of secreting recording devices, often to gain evidence in divorce proceedings, and the lawmakers decided something had to be done. Invasion of privacy laws spewed from the parliaments, and after some arrests for breaches, the more nefarious acts seemed to stop. Of course, the change in divorce laws made most of this evidence worthless anyway. Move on 50-odd years and we can be in a meeting and feel that some of the spoken material is worth saving. No matter what the method of recording that audio is, unless the specifics of the law are complied with by way of permissions, as soon as you press the record button, you're likely to be committing a criminal offence. The question then arises as to what the situation is if that audio is used in a broadcast in another state to where the recording was made. Publishing electronically recorded material may be another offence, and even sending the file by email could be against the law. The point is that we need to be sure of our actions and skilled in media law if we want to achieve the best outcomes from our news gathering. It seems strange that technology has moved on, and the convenience of gathering publicity material has never been quite as easy. No flip page book and pencil for shorthand, no bulky electronics carried over the shoulder, just our friendly companion computer, the smartphone. And doing what seems natural could see us standing in court just for using its audio recorder. Now stay alert in what you do and spread the word. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.